Pam Riehl-Zakel and Sue Siegel have just teamed up for their very first adventure race together. Pam, a lifelong outdoors woman, is a 10-year veteran of the sport, while Sue, a self-described gym junkie, is competing in just her second race.
You have no idea what you're going to be up against, and that's what I think makes it exciting.
They're participating in Stark Raving Mad, a 6-hour event near Lake Michigan. Adventure racing began in New Zealand with core events in cycling, paddling, and trekking. However, it quickly spread to become a worldwide sport with local clubs springing up from Germany to Jamaica. Pam says part of the appeal of the event is expecting the unexpected. Race directors often add surprises, such as mountain climbing, whitewater swimming, or horseback riding to the challenge.
It's really about the what I'd call almost the intellectual side of it, which is the strategy. You've got to think. Unlike just a triathlon, where it's just do, and you know exactly what you're going to do, every adventure race is different.
The key element of every adventure race is orienteering, or navigating by map and compass. So as Stark Raving Mad director Scott Campo explains, courses are kept secret and revealed only minutes before the beginning of an event.
Big difference in the race is that there's no preset course. Racers are given maps with checkpoints on them. And the racers have to navigate themselves using a compass and their own sense of direction to these different checkpoints.
Pam and Sue, known as Team Two Non-Blondes, take their place at the starting area alongside teams with names like Lost in the Woods, Hemorrhoids, and Comfortably Numb. While teams can physically prepare, Pam says mental preparation is difficult.
Sometimes you actually try to strategize ahead and think, oh, I can figure this out. There's only this piece of water and this. And you get there and you find out you're completely wrong. So it's all about the challenge of getting there and really trying to figure out the best way to take the course and the how you can actually get the best strategy out of what they've given you.
Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The first leg of Stark Raving Mad begins with a short run through the woods, but there's a twist. Teams must carry all their biking gear with them and stay within 91 meters of each other or face disqualification. Sue says this is where she relies on Pam.
Actually, you can work off of each other. Like, Pam is more of a runner, I'm more of a cyclist, so hopefully we would, you know, help each other out.
Next, the teams quickly hop on their bikes for a several kilometer long off-road trek. While a few races allow soloists, adventure racing is primarily a team sport. Teams can be made up of anywhere from 2 to 15 people, depending on the race. Pam says finding the right chemistry among members is vital.
I watch teams fall apart in races because they just don't get along, and I've seen other teams very successful because they just click together.
In the third leg, participants trade their bikes for canoes and head out on the water for a 15-kilometer-long paddle against the wind. Then it's time for a hike through the mountainous sand dunes. All along the route are checkpoints. Racers carry passports, which they punch at each station to prove they were there and gain 1 point. Unlike most competitions where the fastest time wins, in adventure racing, the team with the most points before the cutoff time is the winner. Unfortunately, Sue lost Two Non-Blondes' clear plastic passport on the trek through the sand dunes. Though this disqualified them, they continued the race for fun. As the racers orienteer their way to the finish line, race director Scott Campo has one last surprise for them.
We're really happy to be able to utilize the only wheeled luge track in North America. It just opened up a week ago here at Muskegon Winter Sports Complex.
Participants are given a quick course in roller lugeing, which is like the more familiar Winter Olympic sport, except on wheels. Then they whisk down the 100-plus meter-long tube, slamming into two large airbags for a grand finish, and bragging rights for the winners.
You're not going to make money on it, that's for sure. But it's not about doing that. It's not about the prizes. It's just about you going out there and challenging yourself.
Though Two Non-Blondes couldn't officially finish, they did unofficially come in with the best time and most points for a female team. Sue says she can't wait to take on an even longer race. But next time, she insists, Pam will be in charge of the passport. For VOA News, I'm Erica Celeste in Muskegon, Michigan.